Nolte, Jennifer Lawrence trashes her family, says Tucker Carlson gives her nightmares. By John Nolte on September 7, 2022. Oscar winner slash box office poison Jennifer Lawrence is trashing her family back in Kentucky as ignorant and admitting publicly that Tucker Carlson gives her nightmares. In other words, Jennifer Lawrence is making a grade A fool of herself. I thought feminism was supposed to make women stronger. Anyway, here's what the little neurotic weakling told Vogue in an interview where she was consistently emotional due to the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade a few days earlier. Much of her disappointment was directed at certain relatives back in Louisville, Kentucky, where she'd grown up, including her father. The 2016 election had torn open a rift in her family. Repairing it was an ongoing process. Particularly since having a baby, she had been trying to heal. She even discussed with her therapist the recurring nightmares she has about Tucker Carlson. Emphasis added. She even discussed with her therapist the recurring nightmares she has about Tucker Carlson. Why would any self-respecting person confess to such a thing? Let me tell you, if I were having nightmares about some cable news host, no offense, Tucker, I surely wouldn't want the whole world to know that a Don Lemon or Rachel Maddow had successfully rented all that space in my head. Oh, and I would also stop the hate watching and spend the time doing something I enjoy. By all accounts, prior to becoming infected with left-wing feminism, Jennifer Lawrence was a fun-loving young woman enjoying her success. Look at what feminism has turned her into. She's young, she won the genetic lottery, she has a new baby. She's famous, she's married, she's rich, her whole life is ahead of her. And still feminism has made her so mentally weak that a cable news host is giving her nightmares. What's more, she's allowed something as stupid as politics to damage her relationship with the people who should be her bedrock of support and affection, her own family. I don't know anyone in my family who agrees entirely with my politics. Some vehemently disagree. But neither they nor I would ever allow that to damage our relationship. That doesn't mean we haven't gotten into it. We have. But we're family. Lawrence doesn't care about that. She puts politics ahead of her own kin. Here she is publicly trashing her family in the pages for freaking Vogue. I just worked so hard in the last 5 years to forgive my dad and my family and try to understand, it's different. The information they are getting is different. Their life is different. Lawrence had a haunted look in her eyes. She would stop at times to apologize or make a self-deprecating joke, then get visibly overtaken by emotion again. I felt like I was watching a real-life version of whatever it is that happens when she acts. I've tried to get over it, and I really can't. I can't. I'm sorry I'm just unleashing, but I can't fuck with people who aren't political anymore. You live in the United States of America. You have to be political. It's too dire. Politics are killing people. Every family has its problems, disagreements, strife, and strain, but what kind of scumbag makes it public? What kind of ungrateful, spoiled, entitled, toxic narcissist trashes her own father in public, much less on the pages of Vogue? What a despicable person left-wing feminism has turned Jennifer Lawrence into, what a weak little ungrateful baby. On top of all that, the only person making Jennifer Lawrence miserable is Jennifer Lawrence. She has everything in the world and makes one terrible choice after another. How you react is a choice, and now she's an emotional wreck who has to seek therapy over her recurring Tucker Carlson nightmares. Oh, yeah, you've come a long way, baby. And this is why she's box office poison. Events like this squandered all the goodwill she once enjoyed with mainstream Americans. We don't like her anymore. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.